The Government Accountability Board voted 4-2 to ask the legislature's Joint Finance Committee to release $250,000 for the campaign. The board has been allocated money for voter ID education campaigns in the past, including about $460,000 in 2011, but has never been able to fully implement them because of legal challenges to the voter ID law. Reed Magny is the board's spokesperson.
We know that the legislature intended us to conduct a campaign. We started that campaign, it got cut short. And so the question is, do we continue that campaign? And if so, how do we do that?
Opponents said voters should know about the state's new ID requirement by now. And if they don't, an education campaign won't do much to help. Judge John Franke is a member of the board. He says he understands that some voters may have been confused by the on-again, off-again status of the law.
If they don't know at this point that there is a voter ID requirement, I don't think, given all the attention the media has paid and will pay to this, that more publicity is going to help.
The request for funding needs to be approved at the Joint Finance Committee's next meeting, which is expected to happen next month. Laurel White, Wisconsin Public Radio.